I was reaching for that, and that's a legitimate local word.
What'd you pronounce it?
Gully.
Okay. And then some small elevation in land, rise in the land, would be called
A mountain here.
What's smaller than a mountain? I know it's rather flat here.
A hill. Mm-hmm. I was accommodating to your speech there. A hill.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing you turn on the door?
Knob.
Do you call
doorknob
any kind of a rise in land a knob?
No. I think that is not uncommon in northwest Louisiana, though.
Mm-hmm. Then the big body of water that's south of Louisiana is the
Gulf.
Of
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Not Mexico.
Talking about the mountains, the rocky side of the mountain that drops off is a
cliff.
And more than one would be two.
The cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And then in the mountains where the road goes across, up in the mountains, mm-hmm. a place where it could go across would be the
pass.
Okay, fine. And another word for the same sort of thing might be what a gunfighter on a western cuts in the handle of his gun when he kills a man.
Notch?
Yes.
I know that word from traveling in Tennessee, but...
For a pass?
Yeah, I think that place is called so-and-so's notch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not in my own usage.
And then a place where boats stop and where freight is unloaded.
Dock.
And where a large amount of water drops down.
Waterfall?
Mm-hmm. Then what would roads be made of? What are some road materials?
Well, I remember corduroy roads when I was a child, made out of halves of trees set down across the path. That was common in Tammany, for example, north of the lake. We had vitrified brick roads here in New Orleans when I was a child. There's still a few of them. We had Belgian block roads, which are made of stone that is brought as ballast by ships from Europe. We had creosote woodblock roads. All the French Quarter used to have those. Very quiet. Just squares of presumably cypress creosoted and set down like bricks. We have many of the streets were still just hard-packed earth when I was a child, with usually annual laying of clamshells. Also, people used to throw out their oyster shells onto the street, and it made a stink sometimes. But it did help to keep them passable. Of course, already when I was a child, many streets had blacktop. Some, of course, were also concrete, especially highways. People tended to say cement roads rather than concrete roads. The blacktop has another term, and I'm trying to think of what it is. Blacktop is a sort of a slapdash affair as compared to one that's thoroughly prepared. Well, we'd say a paved street. That generally meant finishing it off with tar or what have you.
What if the road is not paved at all? It's just...
Well, kids used to say a mud street. I know that. Now what else did they say? What else did people say?
What if it has little rocks?
Now, shell road is a very common term here.
Did you have gravel?
Gravel's expensive here.
I see.
A gravel road is certainly well known to me. In fact, they say when I was a small child, the road from New Orleans to Baton Rouge for 100 miles was gravel the whole way. And you popped God knows how many times getting from one place to the other.
What would you call a small road that's off the main road?
I know that they call those farms.